Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Joe Kelly is still on vacay, but it's Jana Michael with you this morning. Aren't you so lucky? I'm a delight. That's what they say. They being me. I'm totally kidding. I'm not kidding. It is July 11th. Welcome to Friday, fam. We made it. The weekend is basically here. If you're off today, you lucky duck. Hope you have such a fun day today. It's Collector Car Appreciation Day. I love seeing all the old cars at the Gentilini Antique Car and Truck Show. They have us there every year. It's so much fun. And it's just, the way that people upkeep these things, it's just beautiful. I don't know if I have the patience to do it. But if you want to drive me around in one, hey, you know my number. 609-383-1073. That's the number. Anyway, it's National Mojito Day today. Anything mint, yeah, just bring it my way. So refreshing. Absolutely. It's a yes from me, dog. Speaking of dog, it's All American Pet Photo Day today. So we are going to have you share the photos of your fur babies. So make sure you're looking out for that on social. It's National French Fry Day today. And the reason for the celebration, it is National 7-Eleven Day. Get it? 7-Eleven, July 11th, National Slurpee Day. Go get yourself one. Who doesn't want a Slurpee? Like, what? So happy it lands on a Friday this year. Kick off the weekend. Sign me up. 7-Eleven Day. One of the best days of the year. Cat Country 107.3. Hey, it's Jana Michael with this morning. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is looking to ban immigration and customs enforcement agents from concealing their identities when conducting arrests. He and fellow Democratic Senator Alex Padilla of California just introduced a bill that bans ICE agents from wearing masks and requires them to display their agency name and either their name or badge number. In Ocean City, a new outdoor fitness park officially opened Thursday at the Civic Center between 5th and 6th Streets with 14 pieces of equipment that offer corresponding workouts on a fitness app. So that's pretty cool. The park is open daily from dawn to dusk. Two Cape May County summer programs and another in Atlanta County were awarded money as part of a state-funded grant benefiting 21 police departments, schools, and nonprofits hosting summer programs for at-risk youth. The Lower and Middle Township Police Departments and the Atlanta County Mighty Writers Program are among the recipients. And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, chance of thunderstorms later on, high of 85. I'm Jana Michael, Cat Country 107.3. Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Joe Kelly's on vacay. Jana Michael with you this morning, and it is time now for my fangirl update. It's actually kind of sad this morning, if I'm being honest. Our condolences go out to Scotty McCreery and his family this morning. He lost both his grandmothers, Janet and Paquita, just hours apart from each other. Janet succumbed to complications from neurovirus, flu, and pneumonia. She was 85. His 93-year-old grandma, Paquita, had been declining in health for a while. Scotty shared his heartbreak on social media and is asking for prayers for his family during this difficult time. Whew. That's a rough one. Our thoughts are with you, Scotty. More on that up for you right now. CatCountry1073.com. Dolly Parton has temporarily halted her songwriting following the death of her husband, Carl Dean. He passed away 3 months ago during her stop on the Chloe in Wonderland podcast. She said that the grief has made it challenging to create new music. She said, "I can't do it right now because I've got so many other things that I can't afford the luxury of getting emotional right now." Dolly did reassure fans that her love for music remains so strong, saying she absolutely will write in the future if she's inspired to do so. Hopefully she really does take the time that she needs to properly mourn. Dolly's talking about her husband Carl's passing right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's fangirl update. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Well, it's the weekend. You know what that means. The Shoobies are about to invade. They're on their way right now. That's okay. Listen, we love that you're here. We love the visitors. I don't care what anybody else says. Take it from me. We're happy that you're here. Keep those taxes low, or as low as they can be. You know what I'm saying? Spend money. No, I'm totally kidding. In all seriousness, we're very happy that they're here, coming to enjoy all that South Jersey has to offer. In that way, we are very blessed. And honestly, it wouldn't be the same without all the visitors here this summer. I grew up in South Jersey, but right outside of Philadelphia. And we had campgrounds in both Atlantic and Cape May County, actually, growing up. So I guess I was kind of a shooby, kind of not, because, like, we paid taxes on the... You get what I'm saying. Anyway, very happy they're here. It's going to be a busy weekend here in South Jersey because the weather's clearing up. There's going to be people everywhere going to some of the places that we probably overlook because we live here. You know what I'm saying? That brings me to our question of the day today, tourist traps. Which South Jersey tourist trap do you absolutely love? You might not ever admit it to anybody, but it's a tourist trap that maybe you go to every year, or maybe even if you don't, you just can't see or can't bear the thought of ever disappearing from the South Jersey region. That is our question of the day for your Friday, 609-383-1073. If you'd like to give me a call, let me know your answer. You can also message us on the Cat Country 107.3 app and on Facebook. The South Jersey tourist trap you would be devastated to see disappear. Let us know. We'll talk more about it at 720 right here. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. I don't want to go to work. Luckily, tomorrow is Saturday, so we don't have to go to work tomorrow. Yay us. But that does mean that you might have time to go try the brand new Egg McMuffins that they have at McDonald's. Have you heard about this? First of all, I'll be the first one to admit I had no idea that the Egg McMuffins have been around for 50 years. They're celebrating the 50th anniversary. What? Had no idea that these things have been around for that long. I don't know what that says about me, but that's fine. Happy birthday, Egg McMuffin. What I did get to do yesterday was try the brand new spicy Egg McMuffin that they have. It's released now. It's everywhere to celebrate 50 years. So it's like the spicy sauce. You can get it in the Egg McMuffin, the sausage McMuffin with egg. There's three different versions. I got the sausage McMuffin with egg and cheese. It was delicious. I thought it was really good. I love McDonald's breakfast. That's just me. I had to try this new one. If you do wind up trying this weekend, let me know, because I don't know if I'll ever be ordering a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's again without this sauce on it. Whatever they're doing over there, they're doing something right. So if you like a little kick, if you're somebody that like puts hot sauce on your eggs in the morning, you're going to love it, okay? That's my suggestion for you this weekend. The new Egg McMuffin at McDonald's. It's, in my opinion, I would say it's definitely worth the try. Cat Country 107.3. Joe Kelly may be out on vacay, but we still have a joke of the morning for you this morning, brought to you by Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening right now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't miss out.
We do this every weekday morning at this time. Best way to get us your joke is through our Cat Country 107.3 app. Hit the message us button. That's what Katie did.
Katie.
To get us the joke today. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks, lady.
Here it is, your Cat Country joke of the morning.
All right, let's go.
It's an oldie, but a goodie. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
No.
The food was good, but it had no atmosphere.
There
it is. There it is.
Cannot.
For 1947.
Good job.
Cat Country 107.3.
Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana Michael here with you this morning. Have you heard about the new declaration from PETA? I mean, this time they're definitely onto something. So it all stems from the animal cruelty charges that came out of Atlantic City this week. There was this guy, and essentially he was luring cats to his place and doing absolutely horrific things to these poor babies. When I was reading about it, it broke my heart. Oh, I found out about it yesterday, and my heart just absolutely cracked in half. It's awful. So now PETA got wind of what happened in Atlantic City, and they're urging all of South Jersey. I honestly think it's all of New Jersey in general to keep your cats inside this summer in an effort to prevent anything like heartbreaking and horrific from happening to them. They put out this whole video explaining why it's so important to keep your cats indoors and not let them go outside. Are you going to be doing that? I mean, growing up, we had a couple cats, and some of them came in and out. Some of them were strictly indoor cats, but if your cat kind of comes and goes, is it cruel at that point then to not let them go outside? I don't know. I could never imagine somebody hurting my baby Jasper, who now lives at my mom's house because he and her cat Cody, who they've kind of formed a bond. And when I moved back there, oh my goodness gracious, like 8 years ago, right before I moved down here. And they formed this bond, and it was almost like cruel to separate them. So my cat stayed at my mom's house. That's where he lives now. And it just felt cruel to bring him at that point. But he's always been an indoor cat, so I don't have that problem. But I don't know. I mean, I understand wanting to protect them, but if they're indoor slash outdoor cats, I don't know. I feel like that's cruel. Am I wrong? Let me know right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. It's Cat Country Mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's about that time.
Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning. Jonna, have you ever seen the movie Weekend at Bernie's?
No.
Oh, you're killing me. You got to watch it this weekend. Ashtabula, Ohio. Two roommates charged with abusing a corpse. The charges came after they allegedly propped up their deceased roommate's body to withdraw money from his bank account. Police detailed how the pair, along with an unnamed accomplice, positioned the dead man's body in the car, drove to the bank to conduct a withdrawal through a driver-through teller window. The morbid act was discovered after they left the man's body at a medical center without providing any information about them. That's pretty much the plot of Weekend at Bernie's, by the way.
Why would you even... Ew.
He didn't want his money.
That's... Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Coming up in less than an hour from right now, I have a family four-pack of tickets for you on Morning Trivia to Kids Bop Kids. It's rolling through the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden next month, Saturday, August 2nd. So less than a month away at this point. That's coming up around just after 7:30 this morning.
Staples.
Hey there, it's Jonna Michael with three things you need to know this morning. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is looking to ban immigration and customs enforcement agents from concealing their identities when conducting arrests. He and fellow Democratic Senator Alex Padilla of California just introduced a bill that bans ICE agents from wearing masks and requires them to display their agency name and either their name or badge number. In Ocean City, a new outdoor fitness park officially opened Thursday at the Civic Center between 5th and 6th Streets. 14 pieces of equipment are now there that offer corresponding workouts on a fitness app, so that's pretty cool. The park's open daily from dawn till dusk. Two Cape May County summer programs and another in Atlantic County were awarded money as part of a state-funded grant, benefiting 21 police departments, schools, and nonprofits hosting summer programs for at-risk youth this year. The Lower and Middle Township Police Departments and the Atlanta County Mighty Writers Program are among the recipients, so congratulations. Your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, chance of thunderstorms later on with a high of 85. I'm Jonna Michael, Cat Country, 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. It's about that time, so let's get right to it. Birthday shout-outs are on Cat Country 107.3. Right now, here we go, starting it off with Veronica from Port Norris. She has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Veronica. Bobby Morrison of Egg Harbor City is 59. Happy birthday, Bobby. Angelica Giannone has a birthday. Happy birthday, Angelica. Anthony Testa of Sea Isle is 30 today. Happy birthday. Joey O of Brigantine has a birthday. Sarah Storino of Swedesboro is celebrating today. And Hudson Chaplin is this many today. He's 2. Hudson's from Dorchester. Happy birthday, Hudson. We also have some weekend birthdays to get to. One, Tracy Pfeiffer of Collings Lakes has a birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday, almost, Tracy. That's it. If we missed you, happy one to you as well. The winner of the big birthday shout out. You're hearing your name mentioned right here on the morning show all morning long. Bobby Morrison of Egg Harbor City, 59 years young today. Bobby, have a great birthday. It's Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Our question of the day is coming up. I'm going to prep you for it right now. Here it is. What is the South Jersey tourist trap, quote unquote, that you can't live without, that you would be absolutely devastated to see close up shop? You can answer me right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Click the message us button, or you can answer me on social media. Just go to our Facebook page, Cat Country 107.3. Drop your answer in the comments. That's coming up around 7:20 this morning. Cat Country 107.3. It's Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. We're talking about Our question of the day for today, which is something that I don't think we think. We love to complain about all the tourists in South Jersey during the summer, but I, for one, am very happy they're here. Yes, you know, it gets a little bit congested in this part of South Jersey. Or New Jersey, in this part of New Jersey during the summer months. But that's totally okay. I welcome them. Happy they're here. The more the merrier. Okay? We can put up with it for a couple months so everybody has a good time. Some of it might be inconvenient, but that's a story for another day. Our question of the day for today, what is the one South Jersey tourist trap that you'd be devastated to see close up shop? If they said, hey, this place or thing or whatever is going away forever, and you would actually stop and be like, actually? That makes me really sad. 609-383-1073, or you can message me on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's what Kim did. Kim's from Turnersville, actually. She said she loves bringing her kids to Storybook Land every year. That's what I said. I actually commented and I said Storybook Land. I said, it's the best for the kiddos. My parents, my mom and my aunts took me to Storybook Land when I was a kid. And I don't remember it being as crowded as it is now. So, like, I want to say like 15 years ago, maybe. I don't know if I remember it being a quote unquote tourist trap, but I love the fact that people love it so much. It's perfect for the littles. And I'm talking like the little littles, exactly what it's meant for. So much fun. I bring my nieces and nephews, my godkids, and they absolutely love it. So if one day we got the call, hey, Storybook Land's going away. Ugh, that would just gut me. Just punch me right in the throat. Why don't you? That would be awful. Lucy the Elephant. Tim from Cape May said he loves Lucy the Elephant. He would be devastated to hear that she was going away. I agree. For sure. 609-383-1073. You can message me on the Cat Country 107.3 app. What is one South Jersey tourist trap that you'd be devastated to see close up shop? These are both really good. Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Morning Trivia is on the air this morning for your Friday. 609-383-1073. If you'd like to play, I've got a family four-pack of tickets for you to Kids Bop Kids. That show's coming to South Jersey, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden next month, Saturday, August 2nd. If you want to go, just call and answer this question correctly. 29% of people have done this at someone else's house without telling them. What is it? 609-383-1073. You have to be social today. 29% of people have done this at someone else's house without telling them. What is it? Good luck. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Morning Trivia is on the air for your Friday. I know, wild, right? Joe Kelly's on vacay, so we shall play. At stake this morning, a family four-pack of tickets to Kids Bop Kids rolling through Camden Freedom Mortgage Pavilion next month, August 2nd. 609-383-1073. That's the number to call. Here's the question. 29% of people have done this at someone else's house without telling them. What is it? Let's go to the phones. Here we go. Good morning, Cat Country.
Whoa, is it sex?
No, try again. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hey, Cat Country. Did it break something?
Nope, try again. Good morning, Cat Country. Do you have an answer for me?
Clog the toilet?
No, but that's hysterical. People have probably done that too. Try again. Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I'm going to say snoop through their drawers.
Oh, you're so close. Try again. Good morning, Cat Country.
Use the bathroom.
Not use the bathroom. Try again. That's close though. Cat Country, you have an answer?
Eat their food?
Nope. Try again. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it clog the toilet?
No, try again. 609-383-1073. 29% of people have done this at someone else's house without telling them. What is it? Good morning, Cat Country.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Gone number two in the person's house.
No, try again. Good morning, Cat Country.
Say, take a shower.
Nope. Try again. Need a little bit more time with this one. That's totally fine. 609-383-1073. 29% of people have done this at someone else's house without telling them. What is it? Good luck. Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. We're still looking for an answer on trivia this morning. I got a family four-pack of tickets to Kids Bop Kids for you. If someone can answer correctly this question, 29% of people have done this at someone else's house without telling them. What is it? That phone number one more time, 609-383-1073. 29% of people have done this at someone else's house without telling them. What is it? Good morning, Cat Country.
Yes, hello. Is it go through their medicine cabinet?
Go through their bathroom cabinets. That's absolutely right. You're our winner.
All right.
What's your name?
My name is Steve from Brighton, New Jersey.
Steve, you've got a family four-pack of tickets to see Kids Bop Kids coming to Camden next month. Congrats.
All right.
Good job, Steve. Yeah, haven't we all snooped through someone's bathroom cabinets? I mean, like, yeah, if I needed, like, a piece of dental floss or something, I've definitely gone through my family member. I don't know if I would go through somebody that's not a family member. That feels really intrusive. But I won't lie. Yeah, if I need something, I need something. So especially if I'm related to you, I'm not going to just go without it. I'll find it somewhere. I haven't found anything too questionable. Congratulations to Steve from Vineland. He's going to see Kids Bop Kids in August. We'll have more tickets for you. Chances to win something cool next week on Morning Trivia. Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3. Our question of the day for Friday. What South Jersey tourist trap would you be devastated to see close up if it had to? You like would stop and think about it and be like, wow, my heart is actually shattered. I didn't think this was going to happen. 609-383-1073. We have to get back to it before too much time passes. I got a lot of messages on the app this morning about various places throughout South Jersey, but I do want to point out two of them specifically that I feel like sometimes do get overlooked. So Josie from Blackwood, she messaged us on the app. She said, Clementon Park. She said, it's always packed, but it was great for her kids when she was little, or when they were little. And they absolutely loved it. She hopes to bring her grandkids. Her daughter's pregnant, so she said once her grandkid is old enough, Clementon Park, she hopes to bring her kid there. But she also said she agrees with me about Storybook Land, too. If you want to get in on this conversation, I'd be more than happy to talk to you. 609-383-1073. James from LBI said Fantasy Island. Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Yeah, that's another one. What if one day they just said that it was closed up, it was done? Ugh. Punch in the gut. You can keep answering if you'd like to on Facebook, on the app. Just click the message us button. Cat Country 107.3.
WPUR Atlantic City is Cat Country 107.3, a town square media station serving South Jersey and available on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Hey, it's John and Mike. No, this morning, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is looking to ban immigration and customs enforcement agents from concealing their identities when conducting arrests. He and fellow Democratic Senator Alex Padilla of California just introduced a bill that bans ICE agents from wearing masks and requires them to display their agency name and either their name or badge number. In Ocean City, a new outdoor fitness park officially opened Thursday at the Civic Center between 5th and 6th Streets with 14 pieces of equipment that offer corresponding workouts on a fitness app. So that's pretty cool. The park is open daily from dawn to dusk. Two Cape May County summer programs and another in Atlanta County were awarded money as part of a state-funded grant benefiting 21 police departments, schools, and nonprofits hosting summer programs for at-risk youth. The Lower and Middle Township Police Departments and the Atlanta County Mighty Writers Program are among the recipients. And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, chance of thunderstorms later on, high of 85. I'm Jana Michael, Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Jana Michael with you this morning, and it's time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours. I do have five of them. Here we go. So Some tough news. I've discovered my daughter got confused by the word editor and instead tells people that her mom's a predator. Yikes. Might want to fix that one ASAP. Definitely sooner rather than later. Number two, whenever I drive now, I wonder how many other people I see are also people just driving around aimlessly to escape their families. I don't even have kids, and I just, like, sit in my car sometimes or drive around just to decompress. So, yeah, for sure. Number three, are you telling me there are people who return home from a trip and unpack their suitcase that day and not slowly across weeks or months as they remember they need something out of it? I, like, just fully unpacked from barefoot, like, 5 days ago. I'm not gonna lie. Number four, before you commit to a relationship with anybody, you absolutely must hear the voice they do for their cats and or dogs. I beg of you, please. Mine's so cute. That's the special boys, my good boy. That's what I do. So just keep that on the back burner. Number five, I went on a date with a guy who said he was 6'2". I would just like to announce that I, too, am 6'2", apparently. Yeah. On dating apps, I'll definitely say this. Dudes lie about their height, and the ladies, more often than not, will exaggerate their weight. Or, like, post really, really, really filtered pictures. It's just how it be. Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Joe Kelly is on vacay, but it is just so awesome out in those waters, especially this weekend, that I had to bring in our fishing guru. It's Tom P, ladies and gentlemen. Tom P, where you be?
Yes, I'm in the house, people. This is the weekend to get out there. You have flounder, plenty of flounder in the bay. They're transitioning to the inlets, and you have flounder out front. You have some big fish around. You have area rugs, and you got doormats. The bait is going to be anything you want to use. But we've had some good luck with small spot and peanut bunker, the 6-inch gulp grub, and the 5-inch neon pepper jerk shad. Very, very hot. Crabbing. Get the youngsters. Get them crabbing. Look at my crab dance.
I have not been crabbing a single time this year. I need to go drop my traps
sheds
somewhere.
Over. These things are... Get the rusties. The crabs with the dirty bombs are packed. They're like hand grenades. So much meat in there. And for a real blast, go get your clamming license. Do some clamming. So many clams out there. You'll get your 100 clams in less than an hour.
What 150 about the clams, whatever. Well, how's that been affecting it?
It's gone. Tides in, tides out. Everything's fine. This weekend is going to be glorious. Get out there on the water, man. You know I'll be there.
I know you'll be there, Tom P. From Rack and Fin Radio on our sister station ESPN. Tom P., we love you.
I love you too, man.
We love you.